Welcome to High Plains History. I'm Cindy Talley. In my time with Velma Wankira of Dighton, I learned some valuable life lessons. In today's chapter, the subject is prejudice and pride. Pride in the sense of knowing your own value, doing what's right no matter what those around you may say. That will carry you through a lot of things, even prejudice. Velma's experience with bigotry began during World War I.
Like my father would have to hire extra help at harvest. And you had to be very careful that you didn't hire somebody that was a German sympathizer or a German spy. They had spies sent out.
How would you know if they were sympathizers or spies?
Well, it was a little hard to know. My father hired two, among five or six that he hired, and two of them were bitter enemies. One was for the Germans, and one was against them. And so he put them in different header boxes when they were working, so they never were together. But of a Sunday afternoon when he didn't work, they didn't work. They'd sit out on the porch and he'd have to sit in between them to keep them from fighting. They'd get out their knives and sharpen their knives all during the interview or the time that he was sitting with them.
Not all were as open-minded as Velma's father. She recalls a specific incident when she and her dad were in town at the blacksmith shop.
This one German, he brought these plowshares to be sharpened, and the blacksmith there in Dighton said he took them and threw them back out the door. He said he didn't sharpen. He didn't work for Germans. So he didn't get his plowshares sharpened. That was one thing. They were discriminated in most everything.
Ted passed away in 1954. Velma was 47 years old. She had a son in college and a daughter in high school. She took over running the farm, and prejudice became personal.
A farm came up and adjoining ours, and so I thought maybe we should have that too. So I paid it, went to auction, and it was a sheriff's sale. Paid $90,000 for that, 800 acres. One of my neighbors said, when I went out the door, I said, I'd like to sell you my land for that. But I thought it was worth it.
Did you ever think, holy smoke, what am I doing?
Well, yes, of course you do. Did I do wrong? You know, that was a lot of money. Get a Federal Land Bank loan on that amount.
You are a single person. You're in a man's world. Because farming is still a man's world.
That's right.
How did you deal with that? I would imagine there were people saying, oh, you shouldn't probably be making those decisions. You should be letting a man do that for you.
Oh, yes, of course, that's right.
And so how did you respond to those comments? Or did you?
No, I really didn't. I guess I just went on the way I thought was best for me and the children, and that was it.
Words to live by. The story of Velma concludes next week. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Cindy Talley.